Blog Talk Radio.
Your life. This is your host, Beverly Fells Jones. I am an author, international speaker, certified seminar leader, and practitioner for the Silva Method and the Prime Directive and other techniques. On this show, I talk about how to expand your world of thought, exploring the world of positive thinking, the law of attraction and consciousness from many points of view. I intend to share with you information that will enlighten and empower you in your life. I'm here to encourage you to think in the positive and show that miracles can happen. I truly believe that you've been given the power of the word and thought to create the life that you desire. This is a safe haven for discussion. We will entertain questions and ideas that will really open up your world. The thoughts and words and ideas expressed on this show are those of my guests or myself. We do not represent any organization. So please call in at 347-838-8437 when we are on air to ask any questions, or email me at beverly@commandingyourlife.com. That's beverly@commandingyourlife.com. This information is in the description of this episode online. So again, welcome and thank you for spending your time with us, and let's start our program.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Commanding Your Life. Well, I'm telling you, this has been an interesting day, and it
Hello,
is still
everyone.
Going that way. All right, the sun again is shining here in Dallas. I know sometimes you get tired of hearing me talk about how the sun's shining, especially since it is November, and in some places it is already snowing and lots of inches of snow and cold and bundling up, but also it's getting ready for the Thanksgiving holiday and just, oh, looking at just what you would like to be a joyous season. Unfortunately, for many people, this is not a joyous season. And it is a time of difficulty, and it's a time of reflection. It may be a time where, you know, you've got people in your life that may have big families, and you're by yourself. You're single, or you have an estrangement from your family. You may know people who are homeless, you know, not from anything that they have actively done, but because of circumstances. And this is also the time of year that everybody is in the mood for giving, and you know, people are out and working at food banks, and they show up. And this is the thing that happens every year with the charitable organizations. People get this holiday feeling and then they show up. But in January and February and March, and then comes Easter and they show up again, right? And then they disappear again. And they think people may, you know, I know it's put in our consciousness at this time of year, but I'd like you to think about the fact that every day there are people who could use your help. Every day there are people who could use your encouragement. There are people who are silently struggling, silently going and using the food bank. I'm realizing that people who may be on assistance really do not get that much. I know here in Texas, what they give you for helping you feed yourself or your family is not very much. And you get a little bit of raise, you get a little bit of increase in your income, and it's cut. So a lot of people are using the food bank, and they may be working poor. I mean, working and going to a job every day, but it's just not enough to help them move forward. So I want to encourage you today to take the time to put on your calendar for the entire year to do something that will help someone. If there's someone in your church that, or a program within your church that helps feed the homeless, contribute to that. If there is a program where they need help each week, do that. I had the opportunity to visit Metro Relief here in the colony. Now, the colony is in an area that is considered to be, you know, middle class. And I was surprised at the number of people who need assistance right here in this little town. And in your town, you know, people think of Dallas, people think of Fort Worth. I'm just, think of your own town. And where, if your church doesn't do it, find a church and buy a few cans of food. Ask them what they need. Find out. If you can go to the website, if they have a website, find out what they need. And each week or once a month, take them a bag of something and bless them. And each day, bless them. And so that'll lead me into today's meditation. So I want you to take a deep breath. If you're driving, operating machinery, take this opportunity either to not do this, not close your eyes, and do this at a time when you can. Take a deep breath in and out. Take another deep breath in and out. Because this is the time when we want to slow down and slow ourselves down to the point where we can feel and know the presence of our Creator. Feel and know the presence of our benefactor. Feel and know that this power and presence is permeated throughout the entire universe. Power, this presence, created the universe out of itself. It always has been, always will be. And I just am amazed at the way this universe actually works. And we, as humans, still have no idea of the intricacies of its magnificence. We are just scratching the surface of how wonderfully, amazingly we and everything around us is made. We marvel at art. We marvel at the construction of certain buildings and furniture and all these other things that we as humans can create. But it cannot match in any way the creation of you, of animals, of plants, of creating the air that we breathe, the gases. I mean, it is just, when you look around you, so it's no wonder that we've been given capabilities that we haven't even tapped. And we want to say thank you as we discover who we are as children of the Most High. We want to say thank you for allowing us the power of thought and the word to change our lives and to help others. I want to say to send out a blessing to all of those who are in need this morning, in need of a kind word today, this week. Smile. You see someone not smiling or unhappy, smile. If someone is in line when you're at the store and they're struggling to pay for their items, help them. If an extra $5 from you will help them over the hump, share. Do some acts of kindness this week. But remember that every week to do some acts of kindness. Because we have been blessed and we want to be a blessing to others. So I want to say thank you. Thank you. For the ability to be here, for the ability to share, thank you. It is done. It is so. You know, I always end with it is done, it is so, because Scripture tells me that as I have believed, let it be done to me, and that when I ask, it is already given. So it is done. And it is so, or so it is amen. That's what amen means. So it is. So, and so it is. Welcome to Commanding Your Life. And I'm shouting out to my listeners. I want to thank you for listening. I'd appreciate it very much if you would share my show with others. Recommend and have them come listen. The show is available on iTunes, so you just look for Commanding Your Life on iTunes, or you go to positivepower21.org on Spreaker. I want to welcome you and welcome all of you who are listening today. Now, today I am discussing this program that really, I just started sending it out yesterday, but you can join at any time because you're going to start at day zero and move through the 40 days. So what would it be like to be guided through 40 days of enlightened, deeper learning about who you are, right? How you are loved and how you are wonderfully made. I mean, we are. So a while back, a couple weeks actually, I was doing my meditation and I was asking, because I know every time I ask, I get an answer. I was asking, what can I do? What can I bring to the world that would be of help to others? Now, I personally have my own coach, as I recommend everyone should have a coach of some type. A good coach, by the way. And my coach was encouraging me to do a 7-day challenge or 14-day or 21-day or 30. And each time I would push back and go, you know, I don't know if I can you know, be there for those many days in a row? You know, what if I have to go somewhere and do some things, right? And so I just wouldn't do it. You know, I was thinking about doing prime directives and, you know, how do you do that? You know, I sometimes think about pastors who have to be in a pulpit every Sunday. Well, you know, I'm here most Mondays, right? And, you know, each week looking for something to talk about that would be helpful to their congregation and me to my congregation, yes. And I'm going 40 days. Well, you know, we're 20 days, to seven, you know, 7 days. What am I going to do? And when I came out and I was just talking to a friend and she gave me this book and the author was talking about the 40 days. It was the Abundance book and, you know, how he had his program together and you repeated these same 10 days for 40 days, so four times through these this information. And I go, okay, that's a good idea. All right, fine. And then the following day, I was preparing for the program, your program, Commanding Your Life, and that was the program when I talked about prosperity. And then the following day, I went to a service, and I was given a book, Pathway to Wealth. And I'm going, really? Is this what we're going to be talking about? So I said three times, I've told you before, when three times it's given to me, and this was 3 days in a row, and the thought processes started working. And within that week, you know, I declared that I was going to do this. I declared here on the show that I was going to do this 40 days, right? And I started putting it together. And you know, and I think you understand this, that when you are given a job, when you are given a task, a purpose, that you're not alone. You know, it doesn't just, you get a purpose and then you're struggling and you're trying to figure out, well, how am I going to do this? Especially when you're in this state of knowing that all you have to do is ask and the answers will come to you. And the first 12 days of the program just flowed. And at this moment, I got them written. They are ready to go. I am now on day 30, right, as far as putting it together. So I'm ahead, but I am experiencing some changes. So as I write the days, I sat down, actually did the work. And let me tell you, some massive shifts have come. So here's my question to you. Who is your supplier? You know, a lot of times that term has been used in the idea of the drug guy. You know, who's your supplier? Who's the guy on the street that can supply you with what you need? And I'm looking at it and I'm going, yes, who is my supplier? Who is yours? By what name do you call the Most High? That is your supplier and your benefactor. And we're going to learn more and more about how your supplier, benefactor, helps you each and every day. How you have been wonderfully made and given tools to use to actively create your life. So many of us just go day by day. Yes, sometimes we set our intention and sometimes we pray in the morning and sometimes, and some of you do it every day. And others, as I used to live my life, is like, okay, today this is what I have to do. I got to go to work. I got to do this. When my kids were coming up, I had to make sure they got to either to daycare or to school. Is there a soccer game tonight? And we're just on and on and on and on and on, and we just don't take time to plan. Not unless if I was planning a party or if I decided I wanted to take a class or I wanted to go back to school, then, yes, I plan. But actively planning my day, setting my intention of how that day would be, I didn't know about that type of stuff. But once I started doing those things, my life actively changed. And as I talk with you and I have this show and I write and I study and I read, and I, trust me, I read. I've got books in front of me. I've got at least 10 books, different books by different people who are talking, trust me, talking about the same thing but in a different way, presenting it in a different way. And so these 40 days, we're going to explore the laws of prosperity and attraction and what we're going to do and what you will experience if you join me. Remove the belief that stops you from moving forward, stops the flow of abundance, because you really are going to concentrate on this power and presence, really going to concentrate on your creator, on your benefactor, your supplier. The only thing that I ask of you is that you commit to every day. You know, plan to spend approximately 30 to 45 minutes. And some of you are saying, wait a minute, how can I do that? I don't have time. And I go, if you really want to change your life, if you really want to move forward, then you'll get up 30 minutes earlier. Or instead of, you know, just eating your lunch and, you know, having idle chit-chat, you take your lunch and you take your printout for the day and you work on it and you meditate during the day, right? You don't have to do this in all one sitting. You can space the program, the lesson, throughout your day. And sometimes, depending on the day's lesson, I mean, some of it may just get you to really thinking, and it's like, I'm not sure about this concept, but let me see and let me dig deeper. And I've created a private Facebook group to come ask your question. I noticed before I came on the air, someone had come on and asked the question, and one of the questions was about the benefactor. All right, who is this benefactor and how am I looking at them, right? So you get your questions answered. And I want you to do this each and every day. And if you miss a day, don't try to do the catch-up stuff, but you can. But the idea is if you miss more than 2 days in a row, that you really should start again at day one. And that's a challenge. You know, you don't have to, because I'm not following, you know, and checking on you to see if you're going each day. This is going to be on you. But here's the thing. You want to say, well, what's going to lead to my prosperity? Well, as you change your concentration from what you don't want, you know, I've talked about that before, to where you want to be, taking your concentration from where you are today and what you don't want, and then appreciate the miracles that happen each day in your life. Know in detail what you want your circumstances to look like. Being able to show appreciation for what you have now and in the future. understanding your supplier. Do the inspired actions or ideas that come to you, just like I explained earlier about 3 days in a row, I was presented with this idea of prosperity, and really understand who this infinite power and presence is that created you and everything that is seen and unseen. Couple other things we're going to work on in here is being open to give and receive. As I say, pay it forward, and being able to forgive and being forgiven. And also, very important, knowing you are worthy and much, much more. Your universe will change. By your own definitions, miracles will begin to happen as you change your consciousness and consciously create your life. You will see created over time the universe or the worldview of your personal world, and it will demonstrate to you prosperity and abundance. And when I talk about abundance, I'm not just talking money. I'm talking about your life, your emotions, your happiness, your relationship with your family, it's all there. So I invite you to go to 40days.commandingyourlife.com. That's a 40, the number 40, days, D-A-Y-S, no spaces, so it's 40days.commandingyourlife.com. Go, sign up, and you will have a double opt-in, so make sure you answer the email that come to you, and in a short while, as I get the email, I will add you to the list, and your first email will be welcoming you to the 40 Days of Prosperity, and then you'll get an email for day zero, which will explain to you the entire program and what to expect at that time. You know, I want to thank you for listening to me today. And one of the things we get to practice is gratitude. And I am grateful for you. I am grateful to my radio station owners who have put me on their station. I call it my syndication, yes. And I want to thank you. I truly, trust me, it is, I am so appreciative of your listening to the show. And it is my intention. See, I'm going back to intention. It is my intention that you learn and that you implement just one or two of these things and you see a shift in your life. I have so many people say, Beverly, I did this, and let me tell you what happened. Bev, I read your book, and I did these things, and let me tell you what happened. And that makes me feel so wonderful. So thank you for being here.
Well, thank you for being here today. If you have any suggestions for the show or you know someone that I should interview, please contact me by emailing Beverly@commandingyourlife.com. That's Beverly@commandingyourlife.com. I'm also available via phone or online to assist you in making your life better. Don't forget, I have a free twice-monthly Commanding Your Life teleconference where you can ask questions and get answers. For more information on the teleconference, go to meetup, M-E-E-T-U-P, .commandingyourlife.com. And to receive a free Silva Ultramind ESP mini course valued at over $100, go to silverfox.com. silvacourses.com. That's silverfox.silva, S-I-L-V-A, courses.com. Click on the newsletter link on the left-hand side of the page and follow the directions. Join me on the next episode of Commanding Your Life. Matthew 9:29 says, "As you have believed, let it be done to you."